Anybody got any questions or want to talk about anything? Yes. Oh, collage problem is one that's cut up. I run quite a few of them in kayak. I don't do them myself, but you take a pair of scissors and you cut things out, headlines or things out of a magazine or stuff like that, and you assemble them and make a poem out of them. Well, no, the found poem is not actually cut up generally. It is in the sense the material is found. Yeah, in that sense. But it shows you actually arrange it physically so that it has a visual and artistic effect as well as the auditory one. A lot of fun. A pair of scissors and an old copy of some dreadful magazine and something advertising. We usually come up with an interesting collage poem often. Somebody else? Yeah.
You read the last poem you've written that you have with you?
The last poem that I've written that I have with me. Well, I think one of those that I read probably as recent as any. Probably answering that question is that I'm always working on poems, and sometimes it takes 6 months before I'm happy with them. And I'm always working on several at the same time, so I never really can date anything. All of those last five or six poems that I've read were all written within this last year, anyway. But they usually go through a great many alterations, personality changes. So I never know what the hell's the last poem I'll get. Really? Anybody else? Anybody want to make a speech? Oh, not a chance. Yeah. It's out of print. It's called Poems in Print. It was published by San Francisco Review. It's no longer available. The second one's no longer available either. Out of print, the Ruth Stefan Poetry Center has this one, though, in its library. And maybe I'll give them a sort of beat-up copy of the other one so that they will have the complete. There's the covers going on there. I don't have any covers left, but allow me to present it to Mr. Longdon. Now you'll have a complete file, anyway. Okay, yeah.
Is it poetry that survived or will be replaced by other media as
the... Well, you think this will mean it's Marshall McLuhan Wright or not? Well, I don't know. You know, in the historical long run, who the hell knows what's going to survive? But it's certainly surviving very well in my lifetime. I mean, there's a great deal more interest in poetry today than there was 10 or 12 years ago. It's always been a small audience. Probably always will be. At least it has been historically, as far as the United States is concerned, and indeed most of Europe. It's a small audience, and it's a kind of specialized art. I guess we don't speak with the... or have the opportunities of speaking with the grand voices of the tribal bards of yesterday. But unless it's Allen Ginsberg, he can speak, you know, to great big crowds. But the audience such as it is has been getting larger and more interested in poetry in the last 10 years, according to my experience, much more. And the poets, I think, have been rising to this challenge a bit. In the 40s and the 50s, the people who were writing poetry, and I wasn't until the middle of the 50s, were all writing for the printed page or for the learned journal or something like that, or little volumes which were never read in public. And since about 1957 or 58, I guess, since Kenneth Rexroth and Allen Ginsberg and a number of other people started reading in public, there's been a new challenge placed in front of the poet, that is, the poet as the performer, too. So now, a lot of us are sort of, you know, traveling medicine shows. In the old days, there was the Chautauqua. 75 years ago, there was the educational lecturer. Oscar Wilde toured America before that, and then there was the Chautauqua and so on. Today, the poet has, a lot of poets have kind of taken over this circuit. In a way, and I don't know whether we do it any better than the old Chautauqua lecturer did or not. But yeah.
Would you mind reading the poem which lays the title of that second volume that we read from tonight, The Dolphin with the Revolving Teeth?
I don't mind at all. It isn't very long. It's another one of these kind of dream poems. I have menacing dreams, apparently, or at least they keep rising to the surface of the consciousness in my poetry.